An ache on the highway. State Route 37 in western Licking County between Jersey Mill Road and Duncan Plains Road is closed for the next 20 days for culvert replacement. The detour is 37 and 161 to 310 to 37. The project will be weather permitting. The Ohio Rail Development Commission is participating in C-TRAC's Think Train Wreck this week. The week is dedicated as a reminder to Ohioans to practice safety around all rail crossings. Every 3 hours, a person or vehicle is hit by a train in the United States. The commission says in order to stay safe, always expect a train, never pass flashing lights or go around lowered gates, wait to cross until you can see clearly in both directions, and stay off railroad bridges and trestles. Mayor Goodman has appointed 61-year-old Jerry Brook as the new interim fire chief at Buckeye Lake. The village is also moving quickly to refill the depleted department roster. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. The city of New Albany has launched a new and totally refreshed website at newalbanyohio.org. The redesigned website offers a modern look, easier navigation, and a more user-friendly experience to help residents stay connected with all things Albany. More than $44,000 raised at the Centerburg Old Time Farm Festival pie auction on Saturday. 25 pie bakers donated a variety of pies following the theme of Farm to Table. The Farm Festival aims to preserve and honor the agricultural traditions that have been passed down. Through exhibits and activities, visitors are educated about the importance of farming in the area and inspire future generations to carry on the legacy. State Highway Patrol investigating a fatal hit-and-skip accident in Hopewell Township Thursday evening. Troopers say a vehicle was traveling eastbound on 40 when it struck 63-year-old Melvin Fields of Zanesville, who was walking in the eastbound lanes of 40. Call the Zanesville Post or the OSP with any tips. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.